mag niet gerookt worden. Maar het spijt mij ook. De fotografen die hier allemaal staan, die moeten na 6,5 minuut ongeveer weg. Want de duurst betaalde plaatsen, die kunnen niks zien. Dus,
I'd say, or author Bram Stoker knew whereof he spoke when he wrote, "The blood is the power."
Do some of these people who may have this reptilian DNA in them, do they know that?
Well, I can only tell you what people on the inside of this have told me, and that is that this, quote, corruption is dormant and has no effect on people unless it's activated. I mean, let's be fair. The very basis of our human brains is what scientists call the R complex, for reptilian, the reptilian complex. And interestingly, from the reptilian level of the brain, which is the most ancient part of the brain from our reptilian past, scientists, I'm talking mainstream, talk about the fact that we get certain character traits, cold-blooded behavior, doing things to people without feeling the consequences or having to care about the consequences. An obsession with ritual and ritualistic behavior, not just, you know, sacrificial ritual, but going to the shop, the same shop at the same time every week, regular repeating behavior, and also a tendency to top-down power over structures of control. And there's many others, and whether, you know, people accept the reptilian thing or not is, you know, it's a bad point to me, but there's certainly the traits of the reptilian brain, which are balanced by other areas other than most people, do carry the traits of the Illuminati in the way they carry out their operations. So we have a real big reptilian past. Do you know, I didn't realize this until I started researching this stuff. There are still people around the world with tails.
With tails?
What they call them are caudal appendages in the medical profession. And in the West, when they appear on babies, they snip them off, and they, like I say, they call them caudal appendages. But around the world, where they don't have that kind of medical treatment available, there are people with tails. I mean, I've picked up stories in newspapers about them over the period I've been researching this.
Little stubby tails or long ones?
They're just like, you know, tails to the ground are the ones I've seen, you know, like, you know. So apparently when people are happy, they wag them, you know. It's like, hey, it's getting bizarre here. But what is that? From what people tell me that I've talked to about this, the DNA has open codes and has closed codes. The open codes are those that manifest as a physical trait, and the closed codes are no longer manifesting. They're from our past. And when in some people, for some reason, closed codes open that should be closed, they'll manifest some kind of trait that is not there anymore. But we have evolved from this on a physical level, not consciousness level. And therefore, we have a tremendous reptilian element to us anyway. But what these insiders tell me is one of the ways that this DNA is activated is through some of the rituals in the secret society networks, which are designed to create a vibrational environment which activates this. And from what I understand, they'll pull people, and this is why I couldn't understand for ages why are these guys so obsessed with the DNA of the general population. I mean, this, as I began to understand, this push for a DNA global database, it's not about catching criminals. That's the movie selling it to us. It's actually about knowing the genetic background of people.
Thank you. Case 653, Jacob Maltz. Aged 52, he's a widower. No children. Not had sexual intercourse since his wife passed away 3 years ago. Refuses to go to bed with anybody until he's married. Oh, he's recently developed severe pains in the groin. Believe pains to be a result of sexual abstinence. I've sent my therapist over, Miss Linda Lovelace, to relieve the pain.
Tell me, Mr. Moore, how do you feel now?
Wonderful. I haven't felt this good since my poor Sarah passed away.
I'm so glad. You don't know how good it makes me feel to know that I've been of some help to you.
You are an angel. Help. Maybe you can give me the kind of treatment like that. Do it 3 times a week.
I'll be glad to, Mr. Moore. But are you sure you can afford it? These are expensive treatments, you know.
Don't worry. Money is no object. Look, I got Blue Cross.
Thank you. Thank you. Donald Rumsfeld has called him many many words in the past few weeks. Listen to what President Sam Chavez said only 2 days ago. He said, if the Bush administration wishes to cut diplomatic ties with Venezuela, he would have no second thoughts about closing all the Venezuelan oil refineries in the United States of America, shutting down Citgo. Let's see what will happen, he says, to the price of crude oil when Mr. Chavez told his audience, he said the U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been wrong last week in comparing Venezuela's president to Adolf Hitler. And then, these are choice words, Chavez says, the imperialist, genocidal, fascist attitude of the U.S. president has no limits. I think Hitler would be like a suckling baby next to George W. Bush. Exact words of Chavez.
sight of flesh being stripped from a human body. Please leave the room.
There will be a 10-second countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. they are, or he's a has-been.
He's a has-been, though, but he didn't look like a has-been tonight.
Why?
He was painted as like a has-been. He sang.
You mean Bobby Zimmerman that Edie was going to marry?
Well, you're Andy Warhol.
Huh?
You're Andy Warhol.
Do you think that's true that I was from a coal mining family and our name was Warhol?
Yeah.
Do you think that lady that lives downstairs is my mother? Do you think that lady?
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Where have you been?
I was on television. Did you see my channel 7 just a little while ago?
No.
I was at a cowboy party. With Beavis' brother. The movie is a night cowboy.
With Beavis' brother?
Yeah, there was a movie with Beavis and cowboy brother. Huh?
You still haven't called, Steve.
Oh, I didn't have a chance to. So how was Dylan? Did he like Bobby? He thought Bobby. I used to talk about Bobby for hours. I think he thought he was the most talented person around town.
Bobby Knowles is fantastic.
Is he?
Yes, every night I've gone to hear him. Jam packed.
Out of sight.
Out of sight.
Groovy.
Jamie.
I saw Pat Ass tonight. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. She can sing, you know. I mean, don't you think it's funny if you have somebody good doing, you know, I mean, she's really
Andy,
funny.
I told you what I said about that.
But I mean,
I told you what I said. I told you what I had to say about her.
What?
I told you. Don't ask me again. You know.
Okay.
She's no good.
But she's a good performer. I mean, you know, if this goes to Broadway, you'd be getting a little check every week.
If it goes to Broadway, I'll be getting a little check every
week. Well, sure.
Fingers in a few pies.
Finger in that pie.
No Pat asked.
Really? You want no finger in the pie?
You just do it to aggravate me.
No,
it
I
isn't
don't.
Aggravating me anymore
I'm
because
not.
I'm just. I told you, Andy, the first time you mentioned it to me, what I felt. I just said, do what you want to do, but if you do that, it will really hurt you. So go ahead and do it. I won't do anything if you do it, but, you know.
Well, I'll try not to, you know. But it, you know, if we can find anybody any good, but we'll try not to.
I mean, the way she talks, that accent, that mustache, that beard.
Has nothing to do with
me. She's only playing me. That's all. That's how much she has to do. It has to do with me. It's just like
I mean, it's just like if you had Jackie Curtis playing me. I mean, I don't care.
Well, you see, I would. That's the difference between you and
it's
me.
It's a play. I mean, it just means that, you know, it's the best person, you know, like if it's a good person, it just, you know, would be, you know,
know, with bitter or whatever it is or something. I don't know. We'll try not to.
You just listen. Paul Morris, he thought of her for Midnight Cowboy. I have that all on tape.
What?
My talks to Paul about Pat Ast. Is she? Oh, do you believe her? Remember the night the boys in the band?
They say if you take a vitamin, you lose your mind.
Well, then maybe you've lost yours. I haven't lost my memory. I can go back to things pretty well.
Tools are machines that help us work. They push and pull and twist and jerk. Any monkey knows that we're no fools. He uses his tail, but we use tools.
O sea, O wind, O life, O glory, the time has come for me to tell my story, to speak of truth and die, or live as I have never lived before. And why? Because, like Jesus of old, I too have a kingdom. My kingdom is not of the past or of the future. My kingdom is the earth, the sea, the open sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the wind, the rain, the tides, the seasons, the equinox, the promise of the seas, the thrill of sex, the treasure of love, the love of beauty, the joy of learning, the bliss of meditation, the soundless sleep, wide awake, man of Zen, the five-dimensional space-time mind, continuum, the marvelous miracle of miracles, the cosmos, and as the miracle of nature embraces everyone, so shall the light of my mind and the love of my heart, yea, as the miracle of nature embraces everyone, so shall the light of my mind and the love of my heart.